Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Tuesday, March 18th, 2014. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. Well, you know, it's kind of funny. So far, so good this week, right? You know, heading into the weekend, there were Russian concerns, Chinese concerns, global growth concerns. What does the market do this week, Monday, Tuesday? Rallies. So we start off the week on a positive note, right? And it's interesting because last week we were all being told to lighten up, and if you had lightened up, you would have missed a little bit of a move, right? So what is that now? 270 points on the Dow in 2 days? It helps when they hit their threes. All right, I'm not going to do too many March Madness references, but you get the idea, right? It's been a pretty good move. And if you follow some of the top stocks, the IBD 50 stocks, right? And I highlight those a little bit on the blog, and also lately in the audio booths, I talk about the winning stocks. And those are the stocks that are, you know, highly rated by Investors Business Daily. They see a lot of volume. They see a lot of top rankings, a lot of analyst upgrades, accumulation by institutional investors, that sort of thing. And some of those stocks are, they go crazy, right? They're 3-4% movers a day, or if not more, right? So it's crazy. Reason du jour for the market? Well, it's hard to say if this is just a relief rally after last week's panic, right? Maybe we're all just happy that we have seemed to avoided World War III, right? For at least a few days this week. And, you know, economic news was at least not disappointing, right? Housing starts came in okay. And meanwhile, the Fed is huddling up, and they're ready to let us know what tomorrow, right? They're going to come out and make their proclamation, and probably more of the same, right? The numbers coming in from the economy are hot, but not too hot. With all the world concerns and things like that, it's hard to imagine them do anything dramatic as far as changing their policy, right? But what's on the slope of hope? Slope of hope? Well, there's no World War III, right? Microsoft also announced today that they're going to make their Office products available on the iPad. So, you know, one of the complaints I had about the iPad, one of the reasons I got a Surface Pro 2 last fall is, the iPad was great for just consuming media and just browsing the web, right? Playing some games, browsing the web, reading news sites. I mean, a lot of the apps, I think the apps for the iPad are significantly better than the Surface Pro, and way better than the Android apps too. The Android apps have been playing catch up and doing a good job at it, but the Surface Pro is just ridiculous. But you have the browser, right, with Microsoft, so a lot of the websites have really nice looking content for their just normal web content. And if you're browsing with that, then the Surface Pro is great. But back to Microsoft making Office products. You know, I don't know if you've downloaded any of the Windows compatible tools from the iPad store, from the Apple store, but they suck. I mean, that's just my opinion, but they suck. You seem to lose a lot of your formatting, and I don't even think they run macros. I don't know, but to me, they just never worked really well. So interesting to see that the Office products will be available on the iPad, and really, how robust they'll be, I don't know. Other slope of hope stuff. The Fed has our back. We'll know more about that tomorrow. The market remains near all-time highs. And above the, just eyeballing it, above the major moving averages that all the technicians like to keep an eye on, right? The 50-day moving average and 200-day moving average and that sort of thing. And today, we have March Madness beginning with the play-in games, right? That's the slope of hope. Everything's looking up. Yes, indeed. What's on the wall of worry? Well, the reality is the Russian situation isn't over, right? There's another card in that deck. Just because they had the Crimea had their vote and voted to become a separate nation, and Russia recognized a separate nation. Now we'll see what happens with the Ukraine itself, what they do. There's stories in the news today about some skirmishes and that sort of thing, but there's that. There's Chinese growth is slow, right? It's coming in a few percent less than what folks would like to see, or what what has been historically. And, you know, just the longevity of the bull market. The stocks have been in a bull market now for over 5 years. And everybody knows bull markets don't last forever. Just look at the last decade for an example of that. Right? So, just a little bit about what I'm doing. I, as you know, if you follow the blog, I put some cash to work last Thursday near the close, and I continue to hold those positions. So I'm about 70% long now. I haven't trimmed yet. Probably would have today, but I had to do a few things. But I was thinking about it. But I'm, you know, mostly long, and I consider it to be kind of a short-term thing. Once again, as I've said a lot of times, I'm worried about a correction this year. Worried about the election year correction, which tends to happen in the non-presidential year election cycles. You know, whether or not we'll get that this year because of the Fed printing, it seems like maybe this is the year it won't happen, right? But anyways, I'm more concerned about that. So if I get whipsawed, I get whipsawed. But right now I've got some nice gains in a lot of the stocks, and the stocks I'm in are some of the IBD 50 names. And so they've had a pretty big move the last 2 days. So that's pretty nice. Right, rather than being in cash and missing it, or at least you're not losing money, right? After hours, this has changed since I looked at it a little while ago. I was looking at Oracle, right? The earnings came in a little light. What I checked a little while ago, the stock was down about $5 with over 3 million shares. And I just recently checked with over 4 million shares trading. Now it's just down a little over $1. So it's come back quite a bit off the low. So maybe folks had second thoughts about that, or maybe some folks came in and bought that $5 dip. And let me take a quick look to see if there's anything else new popping out at me. So there's Oracle at the top of the list on 4.3 million shares, down $1.40. It's still a 3% over, 3.5% drop, right? Sirius was up a little bit, up 0.5%. SolarCity, which had a big move today in the market, was down a little over 2% after hours on 740,000 shares of volume. That's not a small number. I'm looking at the negative ones. Let me look at the positive ones, right? Because the glass is half full. Make lemonade out of those lemons. Let's see. Change percent. And for some reason, oh, you know why? Because I sorted it by volume. So there you go. Prothena was up 13, over 13%. Let's see. Was that Pacific Sunwire had 92,000 shares, up over 9% after hours. It's only $3, the lower $3 stock. Let's see. McKesson, yeah, not a lot of volume there. Not seeing a lot of volume on major stocks, so not much going on. People getting ready for the play-in games, right? Yep. That's about all I had today. I did want to talk about, on a personal note, I just got back from Las Vegas yesterday evening. I was there for over the weekend. I've been going there lately to watch the conference tournament games and bet on games. And you know, you think March Madness is crazy. Heck, there's only 64 teams involved this next weekend. Or 68 if you include today, the play-in games. But if you go back to last weekend, all the conferences are having the tourneys, and it's a lot of fun, too. And yeah, I was watching a lot of teams pulling for some of the, you know, the Cinderella names to get in. And of course, there always are Cinderella names to get in, but I was pulling for a few more. That didn't happen. But it's kind of nice, you know, you see Duke get beat or something like that, even though Duke's going to be in the tourney and a high seed. It's kind of fun to see them lose in a tournament. Not that I have anything against Duke. They're just there every year, right? So coming up, we got March Madness week. I'll be around, but probably blogging lightly, as I'll be watching the games and not paying too much attention to the market. That's about it. You know, back to Microsoft, talking about their Office products for the iPad. The stock was up pretty big on that today. It's kind of interesting to think of how they're changing their model. You know, and what does that mean for their Surface tablets? I mean, I have one. It's pretty nice, but you know, they are kind of pricey. When I was at Costco the other day, and they had, I think it was a Dell, like an 8-inch Dell tablet that ran Windows 8.1. And you know, doesn't have all the plugins and the hard drive and the RAM that the Surface Pro does, but it's also about $1,000 cheaper, right, than my configuration, and I think it probably would have done the job. I do like the bigger screen, but still, that's what I'm thinking. Anyways, hey, That's it for now. That's it for Tuesday. Hope you're having a good one. Today's music from MusicAlley.com's PodSafe Music is Paperboy with I Caught Ya Hidin'. See ya.
I caught you hiding.